Now 7 after the hour, Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. There's a new television program starring Dominic Monaghan. He seems to be something that ladies like to talk about. Would you ladies, Jennifer and Roberta, agree?
My favorite.
Yes,
Roberta
indeed.
Loves him from Lost. So we'll get the latest on what he's doing. Speaking of what we're going to be doing, I always like to push things forward. Pay ahead, Roberta. The Queen of Cheap Deals today will include...
Oh, we tell you how to get into SeaWorld absolutely free, but really? You've got to be a special type of person. We tell you how to get a free Lowe's magazine, also free Valentine's Day photo mug. Just the perfect gift, and it's all coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
All right, also, Sheryl Crow in the news today. We'll find out about that after we meet Mr. Monaghan, which comes up right after this on Good Day.
Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
As kitschy today as it was 25 years ago. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Time at 11 after the hour for you to name this band. And the first contestant on the program today is a fellow named, a young man named Dominic Monaghan.
I'm going to guess it might be easy for him. We'll see.
You think it'll be easy for him?
I think he could do it, yeah. I think he can.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Monaghan, would you like to name this band?
Yo, good morning, guys. It's either The Beatles or Drive Shack. I'm not sure.
I get confused, too.
Yes, The Beatles is the right answer.
Yes, there you go.
All right, so Drive Shaft was the name of the band that Charlie from Lost, one of the greatest TV characters of all time, was a part of, and they actually released a real album, and it's good stuff. It's really good stuff.
And Charlie happened to have been played by Dominic Monaghan, right?
That's right.
How clever. Do you pronounce it Monaghan or Moynihan? Some people say
yeah,
Moynihan.
Yeah, it's Monaghan. It's a county in Ireland. There's actually a little area of Ireland that you can go to called County Monaghan. So, yeah, it's Monaghan.
And you live there?
I lived there. It's a beautiful part of the world. Now, my grandparents would have come from there at some point or some part of my heritage. You know, my grandparents were Irish, came over just before the Second World War. But I spent quite a lot of time in Ireland, got a lot of family there.
So you're an American?
No, I'm English, but a lot of my English friends say that I sound American now.
Well, no, but you don't. I'm just trying to piece it together, whether it's Irish. I'm trying to figure out it's not really British and it's not really Irish. And I wonder influential American. Do you lose your accent for various parts? How do you do like some of the others that come from the British Isles? They lose their accent. The fellow who's in The Mentalist has. What's his face on
House?
On House. Mm-hmm. Lost it. There was a young woman who was starring in a medical drama last year who lost it. It just amazes me how you can be that good to lose your accent.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually born in Germany, moved every 3 or 4 years, moved back to Manchester where my parents are from, and then started working when I was 17, and I've been moved around a lot. As actors, I think we're quite spongy, so we pick up other people's accents. The last 4 jobs that I did, I played Americans, so, you know, it's kind of important in my career to definitely show that you can play American people. You know, it's a challenge, but, I mean, that's what we do as actors. We're supposed to be able to change. We're supposed to be able to take on board new personalities and new people.
Yeah, but when we do a British accent, it sounds goofy and stupid.
Well, yeah, but I can't do a breakfast radio show. Do you know what I mean?
How, when you get into a series like Lost, I don't want to spend all of our time on Lost because you're doing something new that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's very cool, yeah.
But Lost really gathered momentum, captured people's imagination. It was on the same time 24 was on, and so it became one of those, as we say here in America, must-see TV experience. We call it appointment watching. Did you have any clue when Greg Grunberg crashed that plane into the island that it was going to be as big a hit as it was?
I don't think you can ever know that something's going to kind of grab hold of pop culture and become like a buzzword like Lost did. I mean, we all knew that we had a real chance to do it. I mean, you know, a very talented, capable cast, great writers, great directors, you know, a production team that really wanted to give it their all. And everything was set in place, but then, you know, you just never know. It's, you know, I mean, there's a show like Arrested Development, brilliantly acted, brilliantly written. Everyone loved it, and it went off the air. I know it's coming back, but it went off the air. And then you've got other shows like, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Honey Boo Boo, that is disgusting TV that happens to run season after season. So you can never really tell. You just have to be happy when it hits.
All right, so we are, when we talk to folks like you, we're sort of taking the pulse of people who are in the movie television business. What's your read on the role of violence in movies and television, but more movies these days? How far does it need to go? And what would the same discussion, would it take place in England as it is here, because, you know, the situation is a little different there, but you know what's going on. The movies that are violent are not doing well.
Yeah. I think there's a responsibility factor with violent films. I think, obviously, it's clearly an adult piece of content, whether you're dealing with violence or profanity or adult content. And I think, obviously, parents or adults have a responsibility to make sure that those films don't get exposed to children that they are taking care of. But, you know, I'm a responsible adult. I'm not a violent person. I feel like I can watch films that happen to have violence in them and understand that it's part of telling the story. You know, we are, as an animal, as a species, you know, prone to violence. It's how we came to be. And I think if you have your brain screwed on correctly, you can expose yourself to those things and it not affect you. But it's, you know, it's all individuals. I mean, there are people out there that are a little disjointed, and they're not quite connected to society, and they see one particular thing and it sets them off, you know. So yeah. I don't think we're ever going to be able to take violence out of television and film, but I think what we would hope to do is educate people that this is a sensitive issue and we need to deal with it in that way.
We're having a conversation with Dominic Monaghan, who's a British actor, as you can tell, recently seen in the TV series, the comedy Goodnight Burbank. And you're going to see him soon in Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan. So what's the story with that?
Wild Things is my attempt to change people's ideas about animals that most people are scared of. Snakes, spiders, bees, wasps, scorpions, things like that.
Why do you want to
say that? I think they need to be given a second look, and I also know that they're an important species on the planet, and, you know, nature is a fantastic honing device, and if there is something in the natural world that is existing, it's there for a pretty good reason.
All right, so what is the? Why do you think people are afraid? Were you as a kid afraid of anything? What are your fears?
You get close up to these insects,
not
don't you?
Actually, I'm not actually scared of any particular animal. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was in a kayak and a great white shark was circling my boat, that would be scary. If I was in a forest in India and I happened to see a tiger walking by me, that would be scary. Yeah. But in terms of, is there an animal that gives me the heebie-jeebies? No, not really.
Did you have a scary moment filming this show?
Yeah, we have a few scary moments. I mean, in each episode, I'm handling venomous snakes. I managed to find venomous snakes on my trip. And,
cool.
You know, these are animals.
How
that
do you handle them?
Cool.
Lose a hand or lose an arm.
You handle them carefully.
Yeah, you handle them with
yeah, Dominic,
caution.
This is Roberta. I have a tarantula and I have a 6-foot long rat snake.
Oh, well, there you go. You're my target audience.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I love
it.
And my tarantula's name is.
You have a tarantula?
Shelob.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Oh, that's cool. I have a tarantula too. She's called a Nancy. And I have a black widow spider. I have a python. I have a praying mantis. I have a chameleon.
You have a family, like wife and children and stuff?
Yeah, they all hang out. You know, they're having breakfast right now. All those guys sitting up in their little chairs having breakfast.
And what do they think of their dad's interest in these kind of creepy crawly creatures?
I think, you know, I think those type of animals, like I said earlier on, deserve a second look. I mean, a lot of people are very dismissive of the insect world, and insects are the most successful species on the planet.
Yeah, they've survived better than, you're right about that. That's very interesting.
Look at all the politicians.
All right, so, Doug, we have to give Roberta her time because she's freaking out to ask Dominic about Lord of the Rings.
All right, go ahead.
Of course, we haven't mentioned that you played Merry in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
That's true.
And the burning question is, are we going to see you in The Hobbit?
You know, that would be a question for Peter Jackson, unfortunately, because I'm not really in a position where I'm writing the scripts. If you were to ask me if I would want to work with Pete again and if I would do it, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I mean, I had a great time on those films, and, you know, he's someone who I'm friends with and I'd love to work with again. Obviously, The Hobbit is a prequel, so we're not actually alive at that point, but... You know, I know the fans have asked me a lot about it, and I'd love to do it. I go back to New Zealand a lot. I'm still really good friends with all those people, so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
All right, so check out the premiere of Wild Things this week, and it's going to run, is it every Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central on BBC America for the next how long?
8 weeks, and see what you guys think. Let me know. Tweet me all about it.
All right, go to Twitter. Dominic Monaghan here with us on Good Day. Again, it's the Wild Things premiere on BBC America.
The Twitter handle is at Dom's Wild Things.
At Dom's Wild Things. That's it. All right.
Thanks, Dominic.
Good job, Dominic. Thank you.
See
you, bud.
Take care. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Since her ex-fiancé, Lance Armstrong, admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs during his cycling career, she said, quote, "I think that honesty is always the best policy, and the truth will set you free." Gee, who's that a thought of that? She told Entertainment Tonight, "It has to be really hard to walk around knowing that you're not telling the truth about something, so I always contend that truth is the best way to go." So,
One would ask.
Saw bits and pieces of the interview, but she didn't seem to. Obviously, people that were asking her to talk about it wanted her to diss him in some way, shape, or form, but apparently she didn't say anything that was negative, and as is usually the case, especially with her, she's got a lot of class.
Can she be an accessory to anything?
That's what I was going to go next. Really? Have to think that she knew.
I think that she did know, because there was a story that one of his former, I guess the training coaches that he was, or a team member, I think, there was a team member, and he was trying to convince him to dope, and the team member, and I guess the wife
Armstrong
of the team member.
Armstrong was trying to convince the team member to dope?
Right.
What you're saying? Really?
Yes. And the wife of that person was, like, horrified and went to talk to Lance Armstrong about it. And Sheryl Crow was in the room when she said something, but she, I guess they didn't want to discuss it in front of her, but she did hear, I guess, what happened. So
really?
I would imagine that she probably knew. How can you not?
She can't be an accessory because he didn't break the law.
But, well.
No. It's not illegal. American Doping Association going to throw her in jail?
Right.
The American Biking, or the World Biking Federation, going to throw her in jail? I mean, that's the thing that drives me crazy about all this.
Everybody's going to. It reminds me of these guys who want to turn their next door neighbors into the IRS. Everybody's always trying to get somebody. Why? What difference does it make whether this guy? How does it affect your life? It's like straight people saying, "Oh, we can't have gay marriage in our country because it'll ruin my relationship." Really? How's that going to happen, sir? Please explain that to me. Anyway,
he did ruin a lot of people's lives from a career standpoint, though.
Oh yeah,
So, I mean, you can argue it all you want, I think, but morally, he's not a good guy.
No.
I mean,
you're not hearing me argue
in defense of
this guy. I think he's a lowlife, frankly. He's taken advantage of a lot of people, sued a lot of people. He's a liar and a cheater, basically. And he doesn't seem to care about anybody else. And so, you know, he pays the consequences. Let me just spend a minute on something that I talked about yesterday to a point, but didn't go into it enough with enough serious resolve. The story at DougStefan.com about the film, the Walt Disney film, Song of the South, which was over the years until it got sort of banned or shelved, was commercially something that grew. It wasn't commercially a success when it first came out because there weren't a lot of people who supported the folks like Uncle Remus. But I remember seeing this as a kid, and you know, just because it says Mazza serving black folks embarrassingly, that kind of stuff, it's embarrassing and racist, so some say. The Zippity-Doo-Dah song is, I think, something that we ought to play a little bit more of here, Richie, frankly, because it's a very pleasant song that brings me into thinking that, yeah, in fact, this is a good day. So I just, underscoring again that I think this is pretty outrageous, actually. 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
The basic memory skills are look, snap, connect. Look is a reminder to focus attention. The biggest reason we don't remember is we're simply not paying attention. Snap is a reminder to create a mental snapshot. Our brains are hardwired to remember visually. And finally, connect is a way of linking up those mental snapshots so they have meaning. If something is meaningful, it will be memorable. Let's say you're running out of the house, you have three errands, you can't write it down. You've got to get stamps, eggs, and pick up your shoes at the shoe store. You visualize a big egg in your hand with a stamp on it, the egg slips out of your hand, crashes on your shoe, and the yolk gets all over your shoe. It's memorable, it may be unpleasant, but you'll remember those three errands. 4 out of 5 people complain that they see someone's face and they can't remember their name. And you can use Look, Snap, Connect to remember names and faces better. You basically have to look at their face and connect something meaningful with the name. So let's say I meet Harry and he's got a lot of hair. Well, that's easy. Or I meet Lisa and she has a subtle Mona Lisa smile. That's easy too. We've taught these exercises to thousands and thousands of people, and they're fun, they're easy, and our studies show that they result in significant improvement in memory ability very quickly, and you have sustained benefits over the years.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, Jen, what's in our television report after we get Roberta's Queen of Sheep report?
Well, a big cancellation over at ABC. Yeah, talk about that. I don't know. Plus, I'm going to give you a little sneak peek into what Dallas will do to get over JR. We'll have that news for you. And a big concert for the Super Bowl. I'll tell you who's performing. Yes.
All right. Plus, let's do a check of our social media. The first moments in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program are actually linked to a warning for those of you. We're going to have Warren Eckstein on later in this hour, and I want to have you understand what's going on. The Chinese have produced jerky treats for pets since 2007.
They made out of? Do I even want to know?
That's the whole thing. 2,200 deaths, complaints from dog owners, and they've linked them back to jerky treats from China. According to the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine, after a lot of testing, the FDA concludes there's a problem with these treats, but they haven't been able to pinpoint the exact cause. The reason that they're backing away from it is because the Chinese government has threatened to sue the United States government over this. This is just amazing.
I tell you, I will not buy anything to eat if it says made in China.
I don't buy anything. Yeah, the other day I went around Bed & Bath to find some things for the bathroom, and I had a hard time finding a toothbrush holder that wasn't made in China. The store is loaded. We keep talking about Walmart. Bed Bath & Beyond is loaded with stuff. It comes from China.
I got news for you.
Loaded.
Just about everything comes from China.
Yeah. Walk into any store and almost everything is made in China.
What are we? We are
any little doodads, anything made out of plastic.
My doodads.
Your doodads are made in China.
Anyway, so Purina is the major importer. Nestle owns Purina. Purina is a big name in dog care, but Purina pet products.
Dog food in China.
Chicken, all that stuff. Well, what are
they
using to make
it? Lord knows
what
they put in it.
They're probably, exactly, Roberta, they're probably using dog products to make dog food.
The story last week, we're in Great Britain, they were testing meats and were finding horse meat.
Yeah,
horse meat.
And then in the hamburger.
All right, so here's what you ought to be doing. Avoid any treat, any food product, anything like this that comes from China. The chicken jerky issue highlights the lack of food safety standards in China. And if you're looking for the safest approach, it would seem to me to be buy natural food for your dog, the same as you need to buy natural food.
Anybody
for
see
yourself?
60 Minutes last week?
Uh-huh.
There's a great piece on there about how robots will be replacing the jobs that we are now sending to China, in that they are able to make robots to do different manufacturing positions that will be cheaper than the $3.35 a day a Chinese worker, laborer, gets paid.
Now, are those robots going to be in the United States or in China?
It would give... there's already been, Braun Shavers made in the Netherlands, I guess? No, Norelco?
Uh-huh.
One of them made in the Netherlands. They've already brought all of their manufacturing jobs back to the Netherlands because the robots are able to put the shavers back together cheaper and better.
Right.
Than the Chinese workers do, and they say the same thing will start happening in the United States.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the downside
is... They're milking cows with robots now.
Some people are.
I'm not.
Are they milking robots yet?
Yeah. That would be a problem.
That would be a robot producing milk. There you go, Jim.
So the downside is while China is losing the jobs, it isn't really bringing back jobs to the United States. Mm-hmm. Except, where are the robots made?
Yeah, right.
That will be the key.
Right,
the robots made in China.
That's interesting calculation, Richie.
Hilarious.
All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap report a bit late, but never is it too late for you, Roberta. Better late than never. The Queen of Cheap with lots of important
She's
things.
The queen
save
of
now. Save, save, save.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with SeaWorld, Sesame Place, Busch Gardens. If you're a member of the military or active duty, activated, or drilling reservist or National Guardsman, you can get free admission once again in 2013 to SeaWorld, Sesame Place, or Busch Gardens. That's you plus three direct dependents. So you can bring the whole family to these parks, a great, great deal for the military. If you're a Costco member, you can get a free Venus razor. You just have to go and ask for it. Lowe's, the Creative Ideas magazine subscription. Get it absolutely free and a free iPhone app also, if you're wondering if you want to do something on weekends and you're really ambitious. York Photo, here's a great Valentine's Day idea. Just $1 for a photo mug plus 40 free prints. Makes a great Valentine's Day gift. And Express, having a huge sale up to 70% off plus an extra 40% off. And we tell you how to do it. And Magellan's, they're guys that make all sorts of travel wear and travel stuff that you can use.
Magellan's GPS.
Up to 70% off of some travel gear. So all of these great deals are at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com. Go check it out.
All right. Also from the Danger Department, moving away from pet problems to a fake contest for a $1,000 Target gift card. It is reported to have been the scam of the year by the complaint resolution platform Scambook. How many people know of Scambook? This would be something good for Steve and J.J., Richie. The fraud actually spread via text rather than through social media. Victims of this, they call it phishing, but it's smishing, right? Smishing. Have you ever heard that term before?
Yeah.
Smishing? Anyway, the...
Is that a scam and phishing put together?
The email, yeah. The email started out, your entry last month won. Go to targetcontest.com, enter winning code 3847 to claim your free $1,000 Target gift card.
Ding, 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 ding. Red
flag.
Yeah,
it goes somewhere. Yeah.
So a lot of gullible people, though, Richie,
danger,
clicked
danger.
Into this thing and entered the code. And not only did they entered a lot of personal information, hello. They didn't get the gift card. What they got is completely scammed. Same thing has happened with Walmart, Best Buy. I am now seeing tons and Rich is going to say, well, it's because you're using a PC. But I'm using Internet Explorer sometimes. Supposedly, 350,000 people fell for this scam.
Oh.
Can you imagine? All the information, bank account, all kinds of stuff.
Would you know if you entered something?
I am very careful. I don't open anything anymore. If I don't recognize somebody called me yesterday and said, you didn't respond to my email. And I said, what email are you talking about? Well, I sent you this, blah, blah, blah. I said, I didn't recognize you or I didn't recognize the header, so I deleted it. I'm not going to take a chance and stuff like that. Anyway, the story behind the story is at DougStephan.com. Basically, what we tell you in that story is how to avoid other things that are similar to this, because there are tons of them. And you can check out Scamaside.com, which is Steve Weisman's site, or his book. What is it, 50? What's the title of that book, Richie? Do you remember?
50
Ways to Avoid Scams.
Right,
or something like
something
that.
Like that.
Anyway,
yeah.
Check it out.
Not
Amazon.
Leave Your Lady.
Well, if you if you go to Amazon, you can just put in Stephen J.J. Weisman or Scam, and it'll come up. But there are scams.
Just not together.
Well, yeah. It probably would come up, actually. There's Jennifer's laughing voice. All right, Jen, let's do a report on social media and get a winner for our Alamine contest, if you please.
Well, lots of good stuff cooking over at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. All this talk about gift cards, even though those were scammy gift cards, got me thinking, how often do you use or give gift cards? Do you have any favorites? Chime in, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Easy for me to say. And we're also asking you now, what was your high school makeout song? This question was inspired by a conversation that Rich, well, all of us had yesterday. Debbie said, I don't remember. Ask Richie. Did you make out with Debbie in high school, Rich?
I did not, but would have loved to.
Is Debbie the pole dancer?
Debbie's the pole dancer. She was a cheerleader in high school.
Ryan said, Somebody by Depeche Mode. Oh,
you can do better than that, Debbie. Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, she did do better than that.
Yeah. Okay, so Ryan's got Somebody by Depeche Mode. Pam says, My Eyes Adored You, Frankie Colling. Melanie Williams said, I Miss
You. My
Eyes
Adored You, Frankie Valli.
Frankie Colling.
Frankie Valli, yeah.
Okay. Melanie, I Miss You. Walter Briggs says, Feel Like Making Love. That's a good making out song. Yeah. Ken said, Aerosmith, Dream On. Jake said, Fishing in the Dark. Benny said, Didn't have just one song. He said he listened to anything by Boys to Men, Peter Gabriel, and Mint Condition. Norma said, You. Maybe she listened to you to make out, Dougie. Scott said, High school was 40 years ago. Can't remember. Keith said,
I didn't hear any Barry White in this.
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah. I don't know about Barry White.
He said, I don't know. Was there such a thing? I think it was whatever happened to be on the radio at the time. Rose said, I went to an all-girls school, so she said it was Ave Maria.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's
pretty right. Sharon said, I was in high school from 55 to 59. The answer is all of the slow ones, not a bad one in the bunch. Oh, the good old days. Yeah. Jay said, Dean Martin Amore, and girls melt for Tom Jones. Yes, they do, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's see. Holland said, Making Love of Nothing at All by Air Supply. So you can chime in Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
I posted over on mine, and one of the answers I got over there was All by Myself.
That's great.
All right, so Jennifer, what about a winner in the Alamune contest, the Stay Healthy Tips?
Yes, I was hoping that you would ask. What we're doing is having you answer a couple of questions, and this one happens to be a fun one. What old wives' tale for staying healthy did your parents teach you when you were young? And we've gotten some really funny ones. Loretta is today's winner. Loretta Cornelius said that this actually stops a cough in its tracks. What you do is you dice an onion into a bowl, sprinkle with about a tablespoon of sugar, let it sit overnight while the onion gets juicy. Take a teaspoon of the juice for your cough. Yucky. But it works.
Huh. All right. So you'll get a 1 month supply free of Alamune, right?
Is yes, actually, absolutely. You get a 60-day supply of Alamune. So we're right. Congratulations. And we'll have a new question posted today about a Stay Healthy tip, so make sure you check it out, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
And one of the things you can also find out, either you go to 57more.com, the number 57more.com, or you call 800-458-0173. Anytime this is mentioned, every time everybody gives you a chance to get something free, take advantage of it, folks, especially this time of year. If you go to the box on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com, suggesting that you can keep your immune system strong all year long by using Alamune, click on that, and you can try 30-day supply free. A good housekeeping seal of approval right there as well, so you know this is a good product. Immune enhancement. Very important. You don't have to worry about the flu or colds or anything else. If you take Alamune, find out about the free 30-day supply at DougStephan.com.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57
Jennifer.
Dougie.
One of television's most intellectually stimulating, sophisticated, and classy shows came into American homes on this date in 1983. It was full of action and drama. Do you know what the name of the show is?
I don't.
All right, I'll give you that information in just a moment. Meanwhile,
okay, we'll
Jennifer has an
on
update
it
on what's going on with Dallas.
Yeah, actually, this is, you know, kind of interesting, and I think it's been on people's heads after the passing of Larry Hagman, but what will Dallas on TNT do to explain the fact that JR is no longer there? Back in the 80s, they had everyone asking, who shot JR? Now the question will be, who killed JR? The writers of the show decided that having JR die of natural causes was not true to his character.
Mm-mm.
So they decided to have a little mystery once again. They're reviving it. This time, though, there will be no dream. It will be an actual who killed JR storyline that will take place over many of the episodes next season. So kind of interesting. And they said that that's the best send off because Larry Hagman would have wanted it that way. And I think, you know, I think that's the truth, though. You don't want to just say, oh, you know, JR had a heart attack and he's gone. Now you want to have like big
some
dramas
dirt
surrounding
dirt
it.
How do they do it without him being there?
I don't know. We'll have to tune in and watch, Rich. I'm not sure.
You said you had a cancellation?
Yeah, I'm really sad about this one because it was a quirky, cute little show. ABC has pulled Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 from their schedule, effective immediately. Mm. They're going to replace it with double episodes of Happy Endings, which is also a good show. But what made the Don't Trust the Bee so great is James Vanderbeek, who was on Dawson's Creek, played himself. And I don't think I've seen anything funnier on TV as just watching him with his big ego playing himself.
Cast change. Your edition in Castle?
Yes. TV Line is reporting that James Brolin has been cast to play Nathan Fillion's dad on ABC's Castle, which is kind of a cool story.
So
I like
Barbara
that.
Barbra Streisand will start to sing the theme now for Castle.
Could be.
For those of you who don't know, Brolin is married to.
That's right.
Right.
And now CMT, Country Music Television, made a big announcement. They're doing a Crossroads concert before the Super Bowl with Journey. And Rascal Flatts. Kind of fun. February 2nd. Yeah. Check it out.
Debuting on this day in 1983, Mr. T, B.A. Baracus,
Hey Fool,
George Peppard, and the others the A-Team.
A pity the fool.
1983.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now it's time for a visit from Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on lots and lots and lots of great radio stations. Warren, you heard the story. We actually posted this at DougStephan.com, and I know what a devotee you are of the website. These sisters who wanted a puppy were told by their father that he'd get them one if they could get a million likes.
It's two sisters and a dog.
Picture on Facebook, yeah.
What's the name of the Facebook yep. website?
Yep. Yeah, I heard that's right. And then didn't they come back and say something to the effect that if you get 2 million, you get a second dog or something?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there was another part to that story.
They
yeah.
ended up being on Good Morning America, and Good Morning America flew them in, brought in a bunch of dogs from the local shelter, and they picked one of those dogs. So they got some PR, and apparently they're turning their Facebook page. Purina or somebody must have gotten to them, because I saw the post by them saying, we'll be turning this page into an actual website so we can have more control over it. Well, the only reason you would do that is because apparently somebody said, wow, look at all the people here. Let's try and monetize this.
Of course. And Warren, let's do a couple of warnings here. Actually, three different things. The first one is the Chinese chicken jerky that apparently is quite a problem. Dogs dying from chewing on this stuff. What do you tell people who would call you on your program or send you an email asking about how selective they ought to be in buying this sort of a treat?
Here's the bottom line. I was yesterday at one of the largest chain stores that you can imagine, and I was looking at all the different products, and it seemed to me that 80% of the products they had were made in China, Brazil. What happened to the United States? So here's the bottom line, and it's interesting that you brought this up, because I had a call on my show like that this week. Number one, I don't give my dogs anything that has any products made in China. It's that simple at this point. Number two is even the stuff on my website that I have for sale, every single product on the website and every single item in every product is made right here in the United States. Otherwise, it's not there. So there's been just too many reports, too many, you know, people saying yes and no. The bottom line is a lot of dogs are getting sick, and until something is proven to me, my dogs are not eating any Chinese food.
A couple of warnings in your blog at thepetshow.com. You warned owners of medication mistakes. You wrote about that. There are a lot of, with humans we have this problem all the time. Why wouldn't you have the same problem with dogs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Because of the economy, people are trying to save money, and one of the best ways you can save money is when your vet prescribes something is get a prescription and then go to like a Walmart or a Walgreens and have it filled there or online. It's a lot less expensive.
Right.
That's where the mistake took place. The vet wrote the right prescription, but the when a vet is going through vet school, this is interesting, when a vet is going through vet school and a medical doctor is going through school, they learn two different types of shorthand. So the pharmacists are generally used to working with the shorthand that MDs use and not vets use, and I think that was the confusion that caused the problem with this dog that ultimately died.
All right, the other thing, the cold weather that we have blowing across the upper Midwest from Minnesota, across the Dakotas, into Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, as far down, actually where Richie is in Washington, up through the Northeast, so cold, there have to be people who are concerned and or maybe not being very smart about how they handle pet chores when it's so damn cold.
Well, what you want to try to do, obviously, is get the dogs exercise when it's a little bit warmer, like in the afternoon. But the bottom line is, when it's cold outside, if it's cold for you, it's cold for the dog as well. My dog, and it's not even near that cold in Arizona where I am right now, my dog is wearing a sweater now because it's chilly. Also remember that if you have an older dog or a younger puppy, the cold affects them more, so you want to make sure you dry them before you bring them into the house. Don't let them lick their paws, obviously. Don't let them eat a lot of snow. And if you notice that they're really, really chilled, you want to kind of warm them up gradually. But the basic line is this, Doug, common sense. You would treat the dog the same way you would treat the child. Would you leave the child outside in the cold weather? Then you wouldn't leave the dog outside in the cold weather either.
Warren, what's a dog's body temperature? Is it... I mean, ours is 98.6. What does
it
mean?
I believe it's 102 or something.
Really?
But yeah, it's a little bit higher.
Cows are warmer. I know that. Really? So dogs, I couldn't remember. I can't remember. How do you know if your dog has a temperature, though? You can't. Do you feel his or her forehead?
Well, no. You have to use a thermometer.
Yeah. So it's,
but it doesn't have to be an anal thermometer. You can actually use, they have these thermometers now. You can put on, I have one that someone sent me about a year ago. You put on the dog's ear, and it's pretty darn accurate in terms of the temperature, which is a lot easier for you and a whole lot easier for the dog.
All right. So there's a story also today at DougStephan.com about an economist in New Zealand who's getting a lot of attention there. He started a campaign to remove cats from New Zealand.
I'm surprised you aren't his vice president over there.
This is foolish stuff, right? I mean, when you get right down to it.
It's absolutely crazy. You know, he's doing it for publicity. He's never going to... Although the Audubon Society tried to get rid of cats in L.A. for a while because they said it was hurting the bird population. So there's too many cats.
Really?
There's too many cat guardians. It's not going to happen.
I didn't know that. That was the case. Wow, that's very interesting. All right, so if you like dogs and cats, you want to check out Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Chinese chicken, you have a
drumstick, and you... Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.